This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Imam al-Haramayn rahimahullah says, wa kada idha kana khassayni. What does it mean, kada? That word ka is tashbih. So the idea here is that the same thing is going to apply now to what I just mentioned. So we just talked about two am, so now he's going to talk about two khas, the same process. Al-jam'u wa nasxu wa tarjihu wa tawaqquf. So he says, وَكَذَا إِذَا كَانَا خَاصَيْنِ أَيْ أَنَّصَّانِ خَاصَيْنِ. So we have two texts that are both khas. So the dalala is in opposition to one another. What do we do in that situation? The first, al-jama'. Great example is the narrations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made wudu while traveling and he washed his feet. Another narration says, alayhi salatu salam, while he was traveling, he sprinkled water on his blessed sandals, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. What do you do now? Here's the ghasl, here's the rush. What's going to happen? So this is ta'arud between the dalala of these two dalil. So the first is al-jama', and scholars did this. They said, well, the first instance, he was not in a state of wudu. The second instance, he was already in wudu, but he just sprinkled water to clean his sandals. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And there's other explanations, but I think that one is the easiest. The next is at-tarjih. So we had al-jama', now tarjih bayna khasayni. And the example of this mentioned by Sheikh al-Muhalli is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked what a man can do with his wife while she's menstruating. What kind of physical relationships can they have? Intimate relationships. فَقَالَ مَا فَوْقَ الْإِزَارِ. Whatever is above, like the lungi, right? What's ever above her waist, anything is acceptable. رواه أبو داود رحمه الله. But also he said, اسْنَعُوا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا Nikah, do everything except nikah. Here, nikah means al-wata. We talk about that in our fiqh of marriage class, right? Nikah means the aqid, but also nikah means al-wata, mubashara, intercourse. So this other narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, related by Imam Muslim, he said, do everything except nikah, which means everything except actual intercourse. So that would imply everything, whether it's above the waist or not, is permissible, except actual intercourse, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So here the scholars made tarjih. Some of them said, we go with the first hadith because ihtiyatan, it's safer. Others, they said, no, everything else is permissible. لِأَنَّهُ الْأَصْلُ فِي الْمَنْكُوحَةِ مَنْكُوحَةِ, because everything is permissible. Again, look how they use the qa'ida. Remember, we talked about it before, when there's issues of sort of, how do you make tarjih? Often tarjih is made with a qa'ida. That's what I was trying to explain to you last time. And may Allah forgive your teacher, because I'm too maybe inadequate to do this correctly. But remember the example of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, when he didn't have an opposition. Then those fuqaha came later and they said, al-asl fil abda', al-tahrim, right? They use the axiom that the foundation of all things related to sexual relations is forbidden. Here, we find Sayyidina Abu Hanifa and others, they say, listen, we have these two texts. مَا فَوْقُ الْإِزَارِ إِسْنَعُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا نِكَاحٍ. كَيْفَ نُرَجِّحَ. How are we going to prefer one over the other? تَرْجِح means preference, right? So they bring in an axiom, al-qa'ida. So I talked to you about this before, that the axioms are often used to bring a cadence when there is a discrepancy or opposition between texts. Oftentimes, scholars will invoke an axiom, especially a foundational agreed-upon axiom, to settle the dispute. So the first opinion about it being safer to observe the narration of Abu Dawud, مَا فَوْقَ الْإِزَارِ, is the opinion of Sadat and al-Shafi'iyyah. the opinion that everything is allowed because of the narration of Imam Muslim, illa al-nikah, is then supported by the axiom that Sayyidina Abi Hanifa and others organize, al-asfu fil mankuha, al-mankuha, al-ibaha, that the foundation of any physical action, once we're married, is permissibility, unless something's been clearly made forbidden. Right? It's the opposite of the axiom related to the situation with Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, where they said, al-asfu fil abda' tahrim, lakin al-asfu fil mankuha, al-ibaha. فجيد جدا الشيخ المحلي الآن نرى أبقريته في ترتيب كتابه. We see the genius of Sheikh al-Muhalli. Why did he mention in his explanation the example of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan and that axiom? And now is he mentioning this example and his explanation between what you can do with a spouse during her menstrual cycle? And then he mentions an axiom to model for you sort of the depth and application of usul al-fiqh. We'll stop here. Next time we're going to talk about what happens when there's multiple components in a text, some am and some khas. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khairan wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.